To start, I asked him to retell the story as it was told to him.
When I was a kid, I was told the story of how my father and his family escaped from Hungary during the 1956 revolution. I was told was that my grandfather, my father's father, owned a lens shop. Not like eyeglasses, but more like industrial type lenses, cameras, microscopes, things like that. And he owned a shop in Budapest, and he had cooperated with the Germans during the Second World War and during the German occupation of Hungary in 1944 and 1945. And the Russians came to find that out. And so during the revolution in 56, he gathered his family up along with another guy that he worked with, and they procured a couple of trucks, kind of like canvas-topped military trucks, and escaped from Budapest into Austria. And along the way, they had had to trade off some things, like to border guards, not border guards, but like checkpoints in the road and things, where the guards would be there and they'd have to give them a raincoat to get past or something like that. Or my dad had taken a sled with him. My father's family had been allowed a few more luxuries because my grandfather kind of orchestrated the escape. So my father had a sled, and it's one of the things that he had to give up at one of the checkpoints. And they made it into Austria, and they lived in Austria and Germany for like 9 months before they came to the United States. They ended up living in Danbury, Connecticut. And that's the basic version that I was told as when I was a kid.
I asked my dad what he thought of this story when he was younger.
I always wanted to know more. I wanted to know more details. I wanted to know more. I wanted the holes to be filled in. Because for me, I don't have a great imagination. I don't have a fantastic imagination when it comes to, you know, like decorating a room or imagining what, you know, something might look like with a new piece of furniture or what a house looks like when it's painted. I can't envision that kind of thing. But I do have a very inquisitive mind, and I like to know things. And it's hard when nobody wanted to talk about it. My father, when they escaped, he was 9 years old, so he was young. And his mind for details is kind of sketchy at that. You know, it's just that maybe not the greatest witness. I had a couple of aunts and uncles that were older than him, but my uncle tends to embellish the truth a little bit. And my aunt is staunchly anti-war. And I mean, it was an armed conflict. And so she didn't want to discuss it. And my grandfather died when I was pretty young. I was only maybe 12. So I didn't really develop adult questions and have the opportunity to ask him. We weren't particularly close. It's not that we didn't care for each other. We just lived a pretty fair distance apart, and we only saw each other a couple of times a year. So I didn't really, it's not like I was a young adult in my early 20s or late 20s or something and really had time to think about what it meant, what it may have meant to escape a foreign country or to escape your own country, to escape to a place where you don't even speak the language. So that's, I guess, kind of what. Well, I never stopped asking questions about it. As I grew older, you know, I'm not close with my father. And so it's hard to even get details out of him that he may have remembered or may have known from talking about it with his mother or his father. But I never stopped asking. And when we finally went to Budapest and met Geza and his father, Geza. It helped to definitely fill in some of those gaps that I was mentioning, that like some of the things that they told us were helped to piece together the things that I thought were very segmented about what I knew. I'm sure there's still, you know, there's always going to be, the finite details are lost to history, where my grandfather passed away, he passed away in the early 80s, and nobody really knew, and I don't think that he really wanted to talk. I think it was just in the past for him. It was just something that happened. But, like, there was when we went to Budapest, there was a lot of connect the dots between what I knew about my grandfather personally, his personality, and maybe some of the things that happened to help that personality develop, and just to put things in like a historical context, like to actually go to the house where they lived, to see some of the places where there was fighting, it put me in touch with our past, and it wasn't some kind of an epiphany. I guess it never will be for me. You know, I accept that if they had not escaped, I would never have come to exist. And so I'm thankful that they were forced to escape. I have to be, you know, or else my existence depends on it. But on the other hand, you want to understand why, you know, it happened to these people, and why, you know, what were the events leading up to it. And I think that when we went, it definitely, you know, helped me to understand what had happened. Like where they said, you know, a lot of people feel that, you know, when we say that, when I say that my grandfather collaborated with the Germans, you know, there was a lot, you know, that abhors a lot of people in a lot of ways. Like, oh my God, you know, it was the Nazis. And there's an overemphasis, I feel, on the what the Germans did to the Jews. Now, I'm not saying that what it was right by any stretch of the imagination. Obviously, genocide is wrong. But you have to bear in mind the perspective. Everyone's perspective is different, even when looking. We make our own realities. And so when my grandfather, he worked for a company that was German, and he was exceptional at what he did, and you know what that is. And so when the Russians came and they wanted him to work for them, and he refused, well, he lost everything. Now, you have to bear in mind that, to bring this back to what I was saying about the Germans and people's perception of, like, Nazi Germany is like, you know, the Antichrist on Earth, that to him, to side with the Germans was a fight against communism. Communism to him was the greater evil. And I think that, you know, you could, in a lot of ways, that's a very, very, very sound argument. You know, you've seen it firsthand. You've seen, like, 20 years on, 25 years on, these people still haven't escaped communism. You know, 25 years on from Germany, having lost a war, was 1970. They were in pretty good shape in 1970. You know, and these countries that were behind the Iron Curtain, you can say in a lot of ways, communism is much, 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 much more oppressive, much worse on many more people than the Germans were. So to him, that was the argument. And to have my father's cousin really be able to fully explain the circumstances surrounding that, you can't help but at least you don't have to either be for or against or sympathetic or counter to his point, but it helps you to understand his point. You have to accept that, look, this, just because I don't agree with the way that this is, it doesn't mean that it wasn't right for him in that time 60 years ago.
He had a few final thoughts before we finished the interview.
Well, there's a lot of conflicts at play here. You know, there's the conflict between, you know, taking sides in a world war. There's the conflict in trying to do the right thing and trying to protect your family and, you know, worrying about the greater good. And at what point do your own needs overcome the needs of the greater good? And, you know, the biggest boundary, I guess you could say, is when you decide that you just can't stay in your home country anymore. And you have to, it is better to leave everything that you have behind, take what you can pack on your back, escape to a country that you have only really read about, where you don't speak the language, but you hope holds a better future than the one that you can possibly perceive. And that's a lot of bravery. I have a lot of respect for people who do that. And, you know, he was successful. My grandfather, the family was very successful. You know, not rich, but they lived the American dream. You know, he came here, he went to work, the kids got great educations, went on to have families. And, you know, he did at least live long enough to see his family flourish, you know, and his kids get married and have kids. And, you know, there's just so many boundaries and conflicts and challenges in this story that it's hard. It's hard that this story really hasn't been told on a grand scale. I think it's amazing that it's not really a known story.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that was material. That was great, actually.
Good.